I want to do something a little different today. Before we turn to the great readings of this day, the account of the faith of Abraham and the story of Jesus calming the storm, I want to look ahead to tomorrow, because if you've seen tomorrow and the description of tomorrow, you see how overloaded it is. You look in the Ottoman way. Tomorrow, you know, is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. So that's the main focus of the liturgy, is the presentation. That's why we sang Liwanag ng Aming Puso for our opening hymn. It was in the honor of tomorrow's feast day, Liwanag ng Panginoon, the light of the Lord comes to the temple tomorrow. And that's why there's a blessing of candles tomorrow at the beginning of the Mass. So that's tomorrow, presentation of the Lord. But tomorrow is also the World Day for Consecrated Life. And it's also Pro-Life Sunday in the Philippines. And it's also the Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking in the Philippines. So that's a lot. And I'm sure that won't all be addressed tomorrow. It happens that here in the Diocese of Parañaque, they decided to move the World Day for Consecrated Life, which is always on February 2nd. They moved it to today. That's why I want to mention this. Today is the day to honor our consecrated brothers and sisters, meaning the religious sisters, brothers, the priests, those who will make the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. When I was thinking of this, I said, boy, there's so many consecrated, especially consecrated women, right here in the neighborhood, in this village. There are four congregations of sisters. The closest ones are here, the Franciscans of the Lord, you know, the Angelico Lipani School. So they're, what, four houses away from us, so we have a bunch of sisters there. We honor them today, we pray for them. We also look to the religious as examples of faith, which we'll get to in a moment. Then just down the street there's the Franciscan sisters, Handmaids of the Immaculate, and the Donato, Father Donato School. Okay, so two groups of sisters whom we often see in this parish. And then over there at the Elizabeth Seton School, the Dominicans of Iloilo, I don't remember their official name, but they call them the Molo Dominicans, Dominican sisters. They help out at the Seton School. And then our friends who run the orphanage, the Hermanitas, that we call them Colombian sisters, right? The Hermanitas, what is it? De la Anunciación. Anyway, they run that orphanage. So right here in the village, there's four congregations of religious sisters. And then if we cross over the creek, of course, we have the Daughters of St. Francis de Sales there near Puro, and the Don Carlo Cabina School. And then a little bit further, go to the Stigmatines. Many of you are under the care of the Stigmatine fathers and brothers. And actually, if you go to any parish, there's more. So there's lots and lots of religious. And today, they're gathering in the Madonna del Divino Amore parish for a Mass with Bishop Mercado. So in honor of today, today is the anticipated day of consecrated life, or day for consecrated persons. I just want to honor them. And the theme that they're celebrating today, here in Parañaque anyway, is consecrated persons as agents and pilgrims of hope. You see they're reflecting on the Jubilee year. Pilgrims of hope. We're all pilgrims of hope. But the religious, the consecrated men and women, they are signs of hope for the next life, because they deliberately give up earthly riches and security, earthly family, earthly freedoms. They give them up because of their hope for the fulfillment of all those desires in the next life. That's why they're considered married to the Lord. Okay, so that's the feast day for today. Now, tomorrow is this day of prayer and awareness against human trafficking. Now, that's actually supposed to be on February 8th. It's a week from today, the feast of St. Josephine Baquita. So we'll probably talk about her next Saturday. But here in the Philippines, they moved it from February 8th to the first Sunday in February. I'm not sure why, but that's officially in the Philippines. So that's another big concern, which might not be mentioned tomorrow, although it might just be thrown into the prayers of the faithful, pray for victims of human trafficking. But it's a very big concern of the church, and especially in the Philippines, because the Philippines is one of the worst countries, or one of the countries with the most victims of human trafficking, both Filipinos being trafficked in the country and trafficked outside the country into Southeast Asia and the Middle East and all around, but also other Asians being trafficked to the Philippines. You know the problem of the POGOs. People were being brought from China and other countries to work in the POGOs here. Terrible examples of violations of human freedom. So you could call them storms that we face. Okay, the other, presentation, consecrated life, prayer and awareness of human trafficking, and then the fourth one is a pro-life Sunday, which apparently got dropped. It's just a title with no description and no celebration, so maybe that will be addressed later. Okay, let's take a look at today's readings. We read the wonderful passage in the letter to the Hebrews about faith and about the great heroes of faith. Actually, we skipped over a lot of them, but we focused especially on Abraham. Abraham, who is the model, in the Old Testament anyway, the model of responding to God with faith. Faith meaning trust in God, and trusting that what he says is true and will happen, even though we don't see it, even though we don't have much evidence of it. You could say Abraham is the original pilgrim of hope. And his whole life is a pilgrimage, like we're on a pilgrimage through the Jubilee year, a pilgrimage through time toward our final destination and in confident hope of our destination. That's Abraham. And it even describes him this way. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. You know, he had to go somewhere. He didn't know where it was, and he didn't even know when he got there what it was going to be like. By faith, he sojourned, he traveled in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. So they're all pilgrims of hope. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, our spiritual roots are all in this pilgrimage of hope. He was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. Where's that city? It's not in the Holy Land. It's not in Palestine. It's not near the Mediterranean. It's in heaven. So our pilgrimage is to heaven. Our pilgrimage is to glory. That's why this being the day of consecrated life, or the day we honor consecrated life, we realize this is what our consecrated brothers and sisters remind us of, that our life isn't just for here, but for there, our ultimate homeland. And the reading from Hebrews today reminds us that all these heroes of faith didn't receive what they had been promised. They saw it from afar. They saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledge themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth, as we all are. We're all strangers and aliens here because we're not home yet. We're on a pilgrimage toward our home. It says that those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland, not an earthly homeland, a better homeland, a heavenly one. And that's the whole point here. So it's a great reminder to us, not only of the faith of Abraham and of the great heroes of faith, but of our own situation. As we pass through this Jubilee year, as pilgrims of hope, we're on this journey. If you're familiar with the logo of the Jubilee year, you know it's got these four people on a boat, clinging to the cross, clinging to the anchor, and then beneath the boat there's little waves. And the symbol there is, it's supposed to be a sign of the church passing through the rough waters of the journey in this life. Which brings us to today's gospel. This is exactly where the apostles are with Jesus in a boat on the sea, and a storm blows up. A bad storm, a violent squall, it says. And waves are so big that they're entering into the boat, and the boat is filling up with water. So it's a story of the experience of the apostles, yes, on a certain night, But it's also a sign to us of what the journey of faith is like in real time, in the present. See, in the first reading, we're looking back at heroes of faith and saying, look at how great their faith was, how they passed through all those terrible things and they persevered. But that's not what our experience usually is. We're not just looking back at what happened before. Our experience of the journey of faith is today, when we run into problems today, storms today. And that's when faith gets put to the test. We're not challenged to believe about things that already happened and have already been revealed. Yeah, we still have to believe, but it's a lot easier to believe things that have already been revealed, promises that have already come true, and it's obvious. That's not that hard. But to believe in a promise that we can't see fulfilled yet, and in fact seems to be contradicted right now by the storm or by the cross or by the suffering, by the illness, by the war or whatever, that's where faith gets tested and that's where faith grows. So that's what happens to the apostles. They're put to the test by the storm. Jesus was with them asleep in the boat. So it looks to them like Jesus doesn't care that they're all going to die. Now, of course he cared. And in fact, if they died, he would have died too. So is he has that little concern for himself too, that he's going to let everybody drown? Well, no, that was where fear rose up in them, and we understand why. But it overpowered their faith. It overpowered their confidence in him. And so when they finally wake him up, they should have done it earlier, you know, before their fear took over, they should have called on the Lord as soon as they felt themselves in need. But they didn't. They waited until it looked like last minute. And that's sometimes how people treat faith, right? I'll take care of myself. I'll do it myself until I just can't do it anymore. Then I'll call on God. No. That's a delay. That's what they delayed. And when they finally called out to the Lord, they said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Not a very inspiring prayer, is it? Instead of saying, "Lord, help us. Lord, save us. Lord, have mercy on us." They say, "Teacher, don't you care about us?" Not much faith in that prayer, but it's enough to reestablish the connection between them and the Lord. And this is what the Lord wanted in the first place, for their faith to rise past their fear. So he wakes up, takes care of the problem immediately with a word, be still, and the storm is stilled. The waves calm down. There's a great calm. Then he has a question for them. They asked him a question. "Do you not care?" Then he asked them a question. In fact, two questions. "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" See the conflict between fear and faith. Fear and faith. And fear happens naturally in us, but when it does, our response, if we have faith, is to call on the Lord, to trust in the Lord. Not to let fear become the dominant force in us. Because if we let fear take over, we won't even trust in God at all. We'll assume that he's against us or he has abandoned us, which is always wrong. So what we see here is Jesus putting their faith to the test. "Do you not yet have faith?" And of course, after the miracle has already taken place, then they say, "Well, now we have faith." But that's not faith anymore. It's not faith when we already have the concrete evidence. That's proof. Faith, as we learned from the very beginning of the first reading, is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So this is what we're being taught today. In our pilgrimage of hope, we're being put to the test to trust in God even when we don't see what he's doing or how he's going to solve our problems. We don't see it yet. But we know that the Lord is good. We trust in the Lord. That's faith. And the more we trust in him, the more we give him the freedom to take charge and take and do things in our life that we could never do on our own. So that's what we're celebrating today. We'll be celebrating it again tomorrow, Feast of the Presentation. we're celebrating in the feast of the World Day of Consecrated Life, we're recognizing that when the light of the Lord comes into our life, everything changes. Simeon realizes it, Anna realizes it, of course Joseph and Mary know it very well. But this is the key, to focus on the light of Jesus Christ in our life and not on the storms, not on our inabilities or weaknesses or inadequacies. No, faith is confidence in God. Faith is trust in the goodness and the mercy and love of God. And that's what we encourage to grow in today.